经文选读的时间。
Now is the time for our scripture reading.
我们请大家打开约书亚记。
Please open your Bibles to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第四章。
Chapter 4.
OK, 那如果是全部第四章的话，那我就把它念过一次。OK,
so this is the entire chapter, chapter 4.
好，我们那由我来念。
I'll read it for you.
国民竟都过了约旦河，耶和华就对约书亚说：“你从民中要拣选12个人，每支派一人，吩咐他们说：你们从这里，从约旦河中祭司脚站定的地方，取12块石头带过去。”放在你们今夜要住宿的地方。Verse 4, 于是约书亚将他从以色列人中所预备的那12个人，每支派一人都召了来，对他们说，你们下约旦河中 过到耶和华你们神的约柜前面，按着以色列人12支派的数目，每人取1个石头扛在肩上，这些石头在你们中间可以作为证据，日后你们的子孙问你们说，这些石头是什么意思？你们就对他们说，这是因为约旦河的水在耶和华的约柜前断绝，约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝了。这些石头要做以色列人永远的纪念。第八节 verse 8, 以色列人就照约书亚所吩咐的，按着以色列人中支派的数目，从约旦河中取了12块石头，都遵耶和华所吩咐约书亚的行的，他们把石头带过去到他们所住宿的地方，就放在那里。约书亚另把12块石头立在约旦河中，在抬约柜的祭司脚站立的地方，直到今日，那石头还在那里。第十节 ，verse 10， 抬约柜的祭司站在约旦河中，等到耶和华晓谕约书亚，吩咐百姓的事办完了。是照摩西所吩咐约书亚的一切话，于是百姓急速过去了，众百姓竟都过了河，耶和华的约柜和祭司就在百姓面前过去。吕便人、加德人、马纳西半支的人、支派的人，都照摩西所吩咐他们的，带着兵器在以色列人前头过去，约有4万人都准备打仗，在耶和华面前过去，到耶利哥的平原等候上阵。当那日，耶和华使约书亚在以色列众人眼前尊大，在他平生的日子，百姓敬畏他，像从前敬畏摩西一样。耶和华晓谕约书亚说，你吩咐抬约柜的祭司从约旦河里上来。约书亚就吩咐祭司说，你们从约旦河里上来，抬耶和华约柜的祭司从约旦河里上来，脚掌刚落旱地，约旦河的水就流到原处，人就掌过两岸。 Verse 19, 19节，正月初十日，百姓从约旦河里上来，就在吉甲，在耶利哥的东边安营。他们从约旦河中取来的那12块石头，约书亚就立在吉甲，对以色列人说，日后你们的子孙问他们的父亲说，这些石头是什么意思？你们就告诉他们说，以色列人曾走干地过这约旦河，因为耶和华你们的神在你们前面使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来，就如耶和华你们的神从前在我们前面使红海干了，等着我们过来一样，要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。我们请满仓。
我介绍一下我们今天的讲员。
I'd like to introduce our speaker today.
我们讲员是腾斌传道。
Our speaker is Pastor 唐斌。
他也是我们中文堂牧师的候选人。
And he's also a candidate to be the Chinese pastor at our church.
他是在这个国内是在哈尔滨工业大学这个拿的这个学士。
In China, he graduated from the Harbin Technical Institute.
以后毕业后他在东北一个学校一个大学教书。
And then after graduating, he taught at a university in Northeast China.
以后就是盲审胡召他去读神学院。
And then after that, received God's call to study theology.
在神学院新加坡神学院毕业后，他就在这个新加坡这个两个教会，前后一共服侍了这个加起来有七年，对。
And then he studied at Singapore Seminary, and after graduating, has served in church ministry for 7 years.
所以经过我们巡牧委员会多次和他这个交通，我们决定邀请他。就是从这个礼拜就是到我们教会以后我们弟兄姐妹就是有一就互相来认识就通过讲道通过参加团契活动有这个互相来有一个更进一步的认识。
So after our pastoral search committee communicated with Pastor Tong several times, we decided to invite him to come to the church this week so that we would have a chance to get to know him and he would have a chance to get to know us.
对，今天他是会在我们这个联合崇拜会讲道。
So he will be preaching in our joint service today.
从明天开始他会就整个这个礼拜会参加各个团契的一些活动和聚会。
And then from tomorrow, he will be attending various fellowship activities throughout the week.
那么接下这个礼拜五他会在我们这个中文堂的联合聚会会给一个信息。
And this coming Friday, there will be a joint meeting for the fellowships in the Chinese section, and Pastor Tong will be sharing a message.
就是下一个主日他会在中英文两堂都会讲道。
And then next Sunday, he'll be preaching in both services, the English and the Chinese service.
我们也感谢神奇妙地把他能够带到我们中间。
And we really thank the Lord for bringing him here into our midst.
昨天他两点到了这个底特律以后，然后我们查他到伊萨格的飞机是 cancel 了，就取消了。
So he yesterday his wife
he 对他全家到了这个底特律的时候，他们这个飞机本来是到伊萨格下午四点的飞机就取消了。
Oh, so they were supposed to be arriving yesterday afternoon in Ithaca at 4 o'clock, but that flight was canceled.
所以我们原来计划就是说让他大概也许就找今天的飞机，可是今天飞机就买了，有可能就是明天才能来。
So we thought maybe originally he could take a flight today to Ithaca, but those flights were all full, which would have meant he wouldn't be here till tomorrow.
因为我们就是联系这个 Syracuse, Binghamton, 还有这个 Elmira 的飞机全都取消了。
And, you know, we checked the flights to Syracuse and Binghamton and Elmira, and they had all been canceled.
最后然后到了四点钟电话告诉我就是有一个飞机到这个 Rochester 好像没有取消。
But there was one flight to Rochester that it was not canceled.
然后就要让这个唐传道赶紧去联系，然后就发现就有一个座位。
And so we quickly got in touch with them and found there was one seat left.
所以就是唐传道来了，然后就定了那座位呢。他的这个太太和小孩呢，现在还在这个底特律，明天能来。
Pastor Tong took that flight to Rochester, and his wife and son are still in Detroit.
所以昨天晚上就是我们六点多，然后朱辉和我还有定真，我们三个人就开车到 Rochester 去接这个唐传道。
So yesterday at 6 in the evening, I went with 朱辉and a sister from the church to go pick up Pastor Tong.
对啊，虽然这个雪下的也比较大，但感谢主让我们这个两点多让我们和他一起回来。
And so the snow was coming down pretty heavy. We really thank the Lord we were able to get back with Pastor Tong here to Ithaca at 2 in the morning.
感谢神能把他带来，也让我们能平安的把他接回来。
Yeah, so we're very happy that we could have him, you know, come here. Basically, no major problems.
好，下面要时间交给唐传。
Now we'd like to give the time to Pastor Tong. Hello, everybody.
首先，我要感谢上帝能够带领我平安来到这个地方。虽然我的太太和我的孩子还在底特律。
First, I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to arrive here safely, even though my wife and child are still in Detroit.
当然，感谢董长老和他的太太，还有朱辉弟兄，昨天晚上冒着风雪来把我接到这里。
And I especially want to thank Elder Dong and his wife, and also Zhu Hui, who braved the snow yet last night to come pick me up.
我也感谢众弟兄姐妹在祷告当中对我们的纪念和祝福。
And I also want to thank all the brothers and sisters here for your prayers and the ways you've blessed us.
非常谢谢你们。
Thank you very much.
很快就是中国的农历新年，在这里也祝大家中国农历新年快乐。
So we are almost upon the Chinese New Year, and I would like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy Chinese New Year.
在靠近中国农历新年的时候呢，新加坡会卖一些比较特殊的东西。
As we get close to the Chinese New Year in Singapore, we'll see some unusual things being sold in the stores.
不久前的有一天呢，我回到家，发现我家的桌子上就多了这样一个很大的茶壶。
Not too long ago, I went back home and I discovered on the table in our home there was a new and very large teapot.
我就问我太太，哇，你为什么买这么大一个茶壶呢？
So I asked my wife, why did you buy such a large teapot?
我太太说，当她看到这个茶壶的时候，她就想起了她的外婆。
And she said that when she saw this teapot, she thought of her grandmother.
因为她外婆家以前也有这样一个大大的茶壶。
Because they also had a very large teapot like that.
她看到这个茶壶的时候，就想起她的外婆对她的好，小的时候照顾她，还有想起了外婆家很多的亲戚，亲戚后小时候的很多的事情，都因着这个茶壶，她想起来了。
So when she saw this teapot, she thought back to all these memories of her grandmother and the relatives who had taken such good care of her and these very happy childhood memories.
So, 于是她就买了这个茶壶带回家作为一个纪念。
And so she bought the teapot and took it home as a way to remember those things.
啊，我听了过后也很感动。
And after I heard her share this, I was very touched.
啊，这个真算是一个大茶壶的往事纪念吧。
And this is definitely.This is a teapot to remember some very special things.
是的，在我们的生活当中，总有一些让我们回想起过去生活当中的一些记号。
So in our lives, there are these certain things that remind us or serve as reminders of important experiences.
可能是一些照片，一些摆设，或者是我们写歌的一些记录。
You know, maybe it's some photographs or some furnishings or maybe some records that we've written down.
可能以后随华姐妹看到大学的时候就会想起她今天的洗礼。
So, maybe the sister today who was baptized, the service today will be a remembrance for her.
对啊，因为这些记号让我们想起生活当中的一些人、一些事情。
So these things, they bring to mind certain people, certain events that we've experienced.
在这些人或事情当中有我们一些生命的情感。
And these people, these events, they are connected with our heart emotions.
因为他们对我们今天的生活是非常重要的。
They are very important to our life today.
这些记号不仅仅记录了我们的过去，也带领着我们将来的生活。
And these signs not only help us remember the past, but are also help us to face the future.
我们今天所读的约书亚记第四章的内容呢，也是一个石头记号的记述。
The passage we read today from the fourth chapter of Joshua is also about remembering these past events.
如果你对约书亚记稍微熟悉一点的话，你会发现第三章和第四章写的事情基本上一样。
If you are at all familiar with the book of Joshua, you know the third and the fourth chapter are more or less the same, talking about the same thing.
但是在第四章里面增加了一个非常重要的东西。
But in the fourth chapter, it adds an extremely important thing.
就是石头。
That is the stones.
这个作者让24块石头来重新叙述了第三章所谈到的以色列人过约旦河的事情。
So the author of the book of Joshua used the story of these 24 stones as a way to recount again this experience of the Israelites crossing the Jordan River.
在第四章的经文里面呢，耶和华上帝要约书亚从12个支派当中每支派选出一个人来。
So in the fourth chapter of Joshua, God wants Joshua to select a person from each of the 12 tribes of Israel to go into the Jordan River to take up a big stone.
让他们从约旦河里选出了24块大石头，12块石头立在他们过河的河床上，另外12块石头来立在他们到达的基甲这个地方。
Actually, altogether 24 stones, 12 of them,there planted at the riverbed where they crossed the Jordan and 12 in the place in this place called Gilgal, which is where they spent their first night after crossing the river.
在离死之后呢， 约书亚很明确地告诉以色列人，你石头是让以色列人永远记住他们是如何靠着上帝的帮助走过了约旦河。
So after they crossed the Jordan that night when they were establishing or erecting these stones, Joshua said very explicitly that this is to be an eternal remembrance for the Israelites of how they crossed the Jordan depending on God's power.
过约旦河是一件大事情，就是摩西带领以色列人出埃及过红海一样的重要。
Crossing the Jordan River was a big deal. It's just like the Israelites crossing the Red Sea under Moses.
过红海是离开痛苦做奴隶的地方，过约旦河呢是进入上帝应许的自由之地，做上帝子民的地方。
So crossing the Red Sea was leaving a place of pain and slavery, the land of Egypt. But crossing the Jordan, that was entering into this place that God had promised where the Israelites could be his people.Freely.
约书亚告诉以色列人，在将来不但是以色列人，地上的万民都要知道耶和华的手大有能力。
So Joshua told the people of Israel that not only would they know that the Lord was a powerful God,
面对这样一位大能的帮助者上帝，以色列人要永远敬畏这位大能的上帝。
But they would also, this would help them to fear the Lord and his power.
我们从第四章的经文里面呢，可以看到上帝要以色列人历史纪念过约旦河，带给我们基督徒三方面的意义。
So here in the fourth chapter of Joshua, we see there are three things that are very significant for us today as Christians.
第一个就是以色列人历史纪念过约旦河是要纪念上帝和以色列人爱的关系。
The first thing is that this experience of setting up the stones to remember the crossing of the Jordan helped them to remember that they had this special love relationship with the Lord.
在经文的第七一节到第七节的里面，上帝告诉元帅约书亚，要以色列人从十二个支派里面选出代表，从约旦河里取十二块石头。
So here, verses 1 to 7 in chapter 4, God tells Joshua to choose...representatives from each of the 12 tribes and they would take these 24 stones from the river.
经文这里说的更清楚，在抬约柜的祭司脚掌所站的地方取石头，然后离在以色列人过约旦河以后当天晚上住宿的地方就是基甲。
So the scripture says even more specifically, they took the stones from the place where the priests carrying the ark were standing in the middle of the Jordan River.And then they took those stones and they erected them at the place where they spent that first evening in Gilgal.
上帝这么做的用意是什么呢?
And what was God's purpose in doing this?
第六节、第七节说得很清楚。
The sixth and seventh verse tell us very clearly.
这些石头要在你们中间可以作为证据。
That these stones are to be a witness in your midst.
当以色列人的后代问起这些石头是什么意思的时候，就可以告诉他们他们的先辈们是从约旦河里走干地过来的，是上帝使约旦河成了干地。
So that when future generations of Israelites asked what is the significance of these stones, they could tell them your forebears crossed the Jordan River on dry ground, and it was God who dried up the Jordan River so that he could lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
因为上帝是以色列人的上帝。
Because God is the God of the Israelites.
以色列人是上帝的子民。
And the Israelites are God's people.
上帝要带领以色列人进入迦南美地。
And God is committed to leading his people into the land of Canaan.
这里我们也可以看到上帝命令以色列人纪念上帝带领他们过约旦河。
So here we see God commanding the Israelites to commemorate his leading them across the Jordan.
不仅仅是要记住这件事情。
Wasn't just to remember this specific event.
更深的是要让他们看到上帝与他们的爱。
But even more to see God's love for them as his people.
上帝爱他们。
God loves them.
其实这样的事情已经早有预言，就是以色列先祖亚伯拉罕的时候，上帝就跟亚伯拉罕立了这样一个约定。
Actually, there was, you could say, a prophecy of this even long before the time of Joshua. That was...At the time of Abraham, the progenitor of the Jewish people, when God made a covenant with him.
耶和华上帝是他们的神，他们是耶和华上帝的子民。
And that is that God would be their God, and the Israelites would be His people.
上帝要通过以色列人在这里立石头，让以色列人知道过约旦河虽然重要，但是更重要的是什么呢？是上帝与他们的关系。
So He commanded them to raise these stones as a commemoration, not only because.That was an important event in itself, but more important because it showed them God's love.
所以从我们在这里可以看出，上帝要以色列人立石头，其实更深的是一个爱的表现，一个提醒以色列人和他们的后代，他们是属于上帝的。
And so we see that God's command to erect these stones was actually, it was based on love, and it was so that future generations of Israelites would remember this love relationship.
当然不仅仅在约书亚时代，上帝设立石头的这个记号，让以色列人知道上帝的救恩是何等的浩大。
So it was not only for Joshua's generation that these stones were raised to remind the Israelites of the power of God.
在我们今天的生活里面，上帝和我们也是在经历一些事情之后留下一些记号。
But even for us today, it's the same principle that after we experience God's power and love in certain ways to have a remembrance of that.
上帝给我们最大的记号是什么呢？
What is the greatest sign of God's love that He's given us?
就是耶稣基督为用生命为我们设立了圣餐。
That is the communion that Jesus established in giving His own life for us.
让我们记住上帝的救恩和爱。
So that we remember God's saving grace and love.
当然我们不仅仅通过领受圣餐来纪念上帝的救恩，同时也在我们的生活里面，我们每一个人呢，也是在我们的生活经历当中留下一些生命的记号。这些记号也提醒我们上帝对我们的爱和带领。
So it's not only through the communion service that we experience God's love for us, but in our own lives, various experiences that we have, we come to realize the reality of God's love for us.
十多年前
，more than 10 years ago.
因为我带领我信主的来他们韩国宣教士，所以说我就去到韩国学韩国语，准备以后能够在韩国学习神学。
Because the missionaries who led us were Korean, so I actually went to Korea to study Korean and prepare to study theology in Korea.
到了韩国过后呢，发现比较辛苦。
After I got to Korea, I realized it was a little bit tougher than I expected.
在一个不是睡觉的地方打一个地铺就睡觉。吃饭呢，吃的是天天是方便面加米泡米饭。
So we would have to put a sleeping mat in a place where actually it really wasn't for sleeping. That was where we spent the night, and then every day was eating the Korean instant noodles and rice.
半年不到来就瘦了好几公斤。
And so I lost quite a few pounds in just 6 months.
这些都还不算最大的问题，真正的问题是好像我读神学的事情好像也没有了。
But that wasn't even the biggest problem. It seemed like the biggest problem was that we weren't really studying theology, which is why I had gone.
有一天呢，在我很痛苦、感觉无助的时候呢，我突然体会到耶稣的救恩。他下到这个世界是何等的大的事情，他的救恩临到我是很奇妙的。而我自己的那一点困难呢，不是什么事情。所以说，在这样的一个经历里面呢，我自己也写了一首短诗。
So one day when I was really suffering and feeling very helpless and lost, I suddenly realized the saving grace of Jesus and what an incredibly huge thing it was for him to come to this world and how wonderful that this saving grace had come to me. And so my difficulties, which had seemed so large, I realized really, really weren't anything. And it was in the midst of that experience that I wrote a short poem.
对，这首短诗是这样写的。
And this is what I wrote.
天父啊，你为何让你的儿子来到我们中间？你不知道这个世界的污秽和肮脏吗？天父啊，你为何让你的儿子衣不蔽体、食不果腹行走在我们中间，大声宣扬悔改和拯救的恩典？你不知道世人的刚硬和悖逆吗？天父啊，你为何让你的儿子来到我们中间，遭遇世人的唾弃和羞辱？你不知道世人的卑贱和你儿子的尊贵吗？ 天父啊，你为何让你的儿子来到我们中间，被我们送上十字架，承受身体撕裂、鲜血流尽的苦刑？你不知道你儿子在十字架上的痛苦吗？天父啊，你为何让你的儿子离开你，让他下到无底的深渊，在黑暗中等待你的得胜，等待世人的回转，等待你国的降临？你不知道儿子与父亲分离的难过吗？天父啊，你为何？天父啊，你为何要爱我们？你为何舍弃你儿子来爱我们？你为何让你的儿子来如此承受苦难，来担当我们罪的刑罚？天父啊，你为何？
So the poem says, Father, why did you allow your son to come into our midst? Didn't you know the filth and dirt of this world? Father, why did you allow your son to not be well clothed, to not have enough to eat as he walked among us, loudly proclaiming the grace of repentance and salvation? Didn't you know the hardness and rebelliousness of the world? Father, why did you allow your son to come into our midst, to be spit on and humiliated by the world? Didn't you know the baseness of the world and the greatness of your son? Father, why did you allow your son to come into our midst, to be sent to the cross by us, to suffer the torture of having his body torn and shedding his blood? Didn't you know the painful suffering of your son on the cross? Father, why did you allow your son to leave you, to enter into the bottomless abyss, to await your victory in darkness, to await the turning of the world, to await the coming of your kingdom? Didn't you know the sadness of son and father parting? Father, why did you? Father, why did you love us? Why did you give your son to love us? Why did you allow your son to suffer so, to take the punishment for our sins? Father, why did you?
这首短诗呢，也成为我生命经历的一个记号。
This poem actually became a commemoration in my own life.
因为它让我想起上帝的爱，而不仅仅是我遇到的苦痛苦和困难。
It allowed me to remember God's love, not just the painful things that I had suffered or endured.
而在我们自己的生活当中呢，我们常常很多的事情是走到了一半。
And oftentimes in our own lives, we get halfway through something.
我们常常是在事情的结束过后，或者因着成功我们就骄傲，或者因着失败呢，我们就痛苦丧气。
And then after this particular thing is over, if we succeed, we become proud, or if we fail, we become very sad and lose heart.
我们常常忘记每件事情其实不仅仅是一件事情，而每件事情的背后呢，都有上帝在其中。
But we forget that actually each thing is not just the event itself, but behind that there is God in the midst of it.
在这些事情经过之后呢，就是我们立起石头来纪念上帝与我们的关系的时候。
So after these things are passed, that's the time when we should erect these stones of commemoration to remember God's relationship of love with us.
因为在这些生命记号的背后呢，是上帝对我们的带领和看顾。他爱我们，就在我们经历的每件的事情当中。
So behind these life markers, there is God's leading and His care for us, and we see His love for us in the midst of the things that we experience.
上帝要以色列人立石的第二个意义呢，是要他们记住神的大能。
So the second thing that's very significant about the commemoration in Joshua chapter 4, significant for us today, is that it allows us to remember God's power.
经文第七节说，约柜过约旦河的时候，约旦河的水就断绝了，这些石头要做以色列人永远的纪念。
So in verse 7 it says that when the ark crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were parted, and these stones were to be an eternal commemoration of this for the Israelites.
第23节24节这样说，因为耶和华你们的神在你们前面使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来，就如耶和华你们的神从前在我们前面使红海干了，等着我们过来一样，要是地上的万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
Here in chapter 4, verse 23.
3 and 24.
Verses 23 and 24. For the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. The Lord your God did to the Jordan, what he had done to the Red Sea when he dried it up before us until we crossed over. He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God.
以色列人过约旦河是约柜先下的河里。
So when the Israelites crossed the Jordan, it was the ark that entered the river first.
快来一点。为什么是约柜先下的河里呢？因为约柜代表了神的同在，不是人的能力，乃是神的大能，让约旦河的水干了，让河床成为干地，以色列人可以轻松地走过。
So why did the ark enter the river first? Because it represented God's presence. And so it was not human power, but the power of God that turned the Jordan into dry ground and enabled the Israelites to easily cross it.
而且约书亚还叫人在约旦河的河床上面立起了12块石头。
And then Joshua told them to erect these 24 stones from the riverbed of the Jordan.
这个特别的动作说明什么呢？
And what does this particular action tell us?
他把以色列人过约旦河是通过走干地这件事情说得更清楚。
First, it shows us that the Israelites crossed the Jordan on dry ground.
因为在那个年代呢，在河水里面能够离去石头，基本上是不可能的。
Because at that time, if you wanted to take river, big stones from the riverbed, unless the water disappeared, there was no way you could do it.
只有一个可能，那就是河床。河床上的水呢是没有了，变成了干地，才可以把石头立在河床上面。
So the only way you could do that was if the river water dried up, and you could.
约旦河为什么能够变成干地
？So how was it that the river dried up?
神的大能。
That was the power of God.
以色列人是上帝的子民，上帝就用他的大能来帮助他们，让他们能够轻松走过约旦河。
So the Israelites.Were God's people, and God used His power to help them cross the Jordan. This is a miracle on the same level as that of the parting of the Red Sea.
因着这件事情，神的大能不仅仅要让以色列人知道，还要让地上的万族都知道，耶和华上帝是大能的上帝。
And because of this parting of the Jordan.It became evident not just to the Israelites, but to all the peoples of the earth that God is a powerful God.
神的大能伴随着属于他的子民，不仅仅贯穿着约书亚记，更贯穿着整个圣经。
God's power accompanying his people is something that is a thread that runs throughout the book, not just the book of Joshua, but the whole Bible.
旧约里面过红海，过约旦河，后来以色列人国破家亡。上帝的大能却让他们能够从巴比伦回归，圣殿被毁，过后又能够重建。
In the Old Testament, we see the Israelites crossing the Red Sea, crossing the Jordan River, then they lose the promised land and are taken to Babylon, but God's power brings them back from Babylon to the promised land, and the temple that was destroyed is rebuilt.
靠的什么？神的大能。
And what did they depend on? It was God's power.
当然新约里面我们也看到耶稣他亲自来到这个世界上把神的大能展现出来医病赶鬼平静风浪让5000人吃饱耶稣自己从死里复活升天然后圣灵降下带领耶稣的门徒把福音传遍万邦
In the New Testament we see Jesus coming to earth and displaying himself the power of God healing the sick casting out demons stilling the wind and waves feeding the 5,000 Then Jesus rises from the dead and ascends to heavenAfter which the Holy Spirit descends and leads the disciples of Jesus to preach the gospel to all people.
靠的什么？神的大能。
What do they depend on? God's power.
在我们每个人的生活当中，可能对我们来说，好像我们看上去没有经历过圣经里面记载的这些大事情，神的大能好像没有彰显得如此的大。
In our own lives, in our own experiences, perhaps we've never seen the kinds of things the Bible is talking about, these dramatic manifestations of God's power.
不过对我们每一个具体的人来说我们确实在我们的生活当中照样可以经历到神的大能
However, I think for each of us in our own lives we can actually experience God's power
我的一个弟兄他以前在中国工作得很成功
Well, there's a brother I know who was very successful in his work in China
然后就从中国来到新加坡工作
and then went to Singapore to continue work
做销售经理，月薪呢也不错，上万新币。
And he was a sales manager at a company in Singapore, made more than 10,000 Singapore dollars a month.
不过来到新加坡过后，带他来新加坡的上司呢，好像就跟他发生问题，跟他杠上了。
But when he arrived in Singapore, the boss who had invited him to come had a conflict with him.
他的工作从一来到新加坡就不顺利。
So his work got off to a very rough start.
在快到第二年结束的时候呢，他就被公司裁掉了。
And within about 2 years, he was laid off by this company.
在这个两年的时间里面，他经历了很多的痛苦、压力，他经历了很多的失眠的晚上。
In the midst of this 2 year process, he experienced a lot of suffering, a lot of pressure, many sleepless nights.
但是同时在这个过程里面，也是他来教会认识主、相信主和依靠主的过程。
But it was exactly at this time that he came to church, came to know the Lord and to trust the Lord.And experience God's power.
上帝帮助他经过这段对于他事业来说的一个黑暗期。
God helped him to get through this very dark time in his life, professionally speaking.
后来他做见证。
And then later he himself testified.
他说他在经历到上帝的能力。
He experienced God's power in the midst of this time.
他可以坦然面对上司对他的很多不公。
He could honestly face the injustice of how his boss treated him.
更重要的是，他不去恨他的上司。
And didn't hate his boss.
一个带他来新加坡的上司，却让他成为一个失去工作的一个导火索。
That this person who had invited him to come to Singapore was also responsible for him losing his job.
虽然他也经历过对上司的愤怒。
And he experienced this deep anger towards his boss.
但是他在上帝的能力里面爱的里面，他愿意饶恕他的上司。
But in the midst of God's love and power, he was able to forgive his boss.
靠的什么？
And what did he depend on?
神的大能。
God's power.
是的，神的能力已经赐给我们了。
God has given us his power already.
在我们遇到困难的时候，我们经历压力的时候，可能也是工作不顺心的时候，我们经历孩子的问题。各种各样的问题。
So when we run into difficulties in our lives, or perhaps problems at work or with our kids, all various kinds of problems.
但同时我们要记住，在经历这些困难的时候呢，其实也是上帝给我们的一个机会。
But we want to remember at the same time that these difficulties are also an opportunity that God has given us.
一个经历神能力的机会，一个在我们生活里面刻上上帝能力记号的机会。
An experience, an opportunity to experience God's power and to engrave a memorial to God's faithfulness.
愿上帝帮助我们，把我们自己打开，让神的能力进入我们的生活里面，过一个靠神得胜的人。
May the Lord help us to open up our hearts to Him, allow His power to come into our lives so that we can live a victorious life.
耶和华上帝要以色列人立时纪念的第三个意义呢，就是要以色列人敬畏上帝。
The third thing that's very significant about the Israelites erecting these stones of commemoration, significant for us today, is that it taught them to fear God or to revere God.
经文十四节说，当那日，耶和华使约书亚在以色列人众人眼前尊大，在他平生的日子，百姓敬畏他，像从前敬畏摩西一样。
So it says in verse 14 here in chapter 4, that day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they stood in awe of him all the days of his life, just as they had stood in awe of Moses.
在经文23节、24节里面也提到要敬畏耶和华上帝。
And it says also in verses 23 and 24 how they learn to fear the Lord.
当然在我们 回头看来，在经文十四节里面提到说，为什么百姓敬畏约书亚要像敬畏摩西一样呢？
So if we go back to verse 14, what does it tell us here about why the people feared Joshua just as they had feared Moses?
这里谈到百姓因着约旦河能够成为干地，让他们顺利走过来，他们就敬畏约书亚像敬畏摩西一样。
Here it says that when the waters of the Jordan dried up, the Israelites, so the Israelites could cross over. This caused them to revere Joshua in the same way they had revered Moses.
为什么？
And why?
因为约书亚是上帝的仆人。
Because Joshua was the Lord's servant.
就像摩西是上帝的仆人一样。
In the same way that Moses was God's servant.
这里他们敬畏的不仅仅是人。
So that they were fearing not only man.
而是这两个元帅，摩西和以赛亚，约书亚代表的上帝本身。
But the God that both Moses and Joshua represented.
因为不是靠着人的能力做的。
Because it was clearly not in dependence on human power that they were able to achieve this.
乃是这些人背后的上帝做的。
But because of the power of the God behind them.
我们看得出来约书亚没有做什么太多的事情。
We see here that really Joshua didn't do that much.
他只是顺从上帝下了几个命令。
He just obeyed the Lord and gave a few orders.
结果呢?
And the result?
约旦河的水就干了，以色列就可以轻松走过去。
The waters of the Jordan dried up and the Israelites could cross over.
靠的不是人，是神的大能。
So they depended not on man, but on God.
因着神的大能，人要对上帝产生敬畏。
And it's because of the power of God that this fear, this reverence is engendered.
当然敬畏上帝是也是在圣经里面常常提到的。
Fear of the Lord or reverence for God is something that is, of course, often spoken of in the Bible.
约书亚的前任摩西在生命记十章十二节里面就这样说，以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12, it says, And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
在新约里面，耶稣也是平静风浪，平静风浪产生一个很有意思的后果，是什么？门徒敬畏。
In the New Testament, we see that Jesus, when he stilled the wind and the waves, that also created this interesting result, which was what? That the disciples feared or revered him.
耶稣让门徒在海上打到很多鱼的时候，门徒们的反应是什么呢？主啊，离开我这个罪人。
When the Lord allowed his disciples to catch a huge number of fish, what was their result? What was their response? Lord, leave me, for I am a sinner.
这是敬畏上帝，是上帝要以色列人的一个重要的态度。
This is fear of the Lord, and this is something This attitude of reverence, something that God wants his people to have, an important attitude he wants them to have.
我们常常说上帝爱我们，我们爱上帝，为什么要把敬畏谈得这么重要呢？
We often talk about loving the Lord. Why are we putting such an emphasis here on fearing God or reverencing God?
因为敬畏里面说明了一种重要的差异。
Because reverence for God tells us there's an important difference between us.
那就是神的伟大，神有大能，而人呢，是渺小的，能力也是很小的。
That is, God is great, God is powerful, but as human beings, we're tiny. Our power is very finite.
在敬畏里面产生对上帝的顺服。
And this kind of a fear of the Lord helps us obey God.
我们常常有一个问题，就是容易把敬畏和爱对立起来。最近我观察到一件事情呢，我体会到很多的时候，敬畏和爱不一定对立，甚至能够更好地结合在一起。
We often have this problem where we oppose reverence and love as if they were in contradiction. But recently I've observed that actually many times reverence and love are not opposed but go together.
新加坡到处都有卖藤条的地方，我们家也有一个敬畏的记号，就是藤条。
In Singapore there are many places where they sell rattan or cane.
我太太呢是老师。
My wife is a teacher,
对孩子管理比较严格
and is fairly strict with kids.
家里面使用藤条的人呢，也主要是我太太。
And in our home, the one who uses the cane, the rattan, is mostly my wife.
但是我儿子并没有我太太管教他，在他不听话的时候教训他，他就抵触我太太，他没有。
But my son, when the pastor's wife disciplines him, He doesn't become disobedient or clash with her. No, he doesn't.
我儿子对我太太有常常能够看得出来有一点敬畏感的。
You can see that his son has a certain fear, reverence for his mother.
不过很奇怪，那个小孩子对他妈妈爱得更深。我觉得我儿子爱妈妈比爱爸爸更多。
But what's strange is that actually his son's love for his mother is deeper than that fear. And in fact, that his son, he thinks, loves his mother more than his father. In America, perhaps we're not allowed to use ratten or
cane.
But we have different ways maybe of disciplining kids. What's the significance of discipline?
其实是产生对父母的敬畏和顺服。
Is that it produces a fear, a reverence, and an obedience toward parents.
这个管教和顺服的权柄从哪里来呢? 上帝给父母。
And where does this authority to discipline kids come from? It comes from God. He gives it to parents.
当然作为父母来说也要用上帝的方法来管教我们的孩子。
But of course, as parents, we need to use God's methods and principles to discipline our kids.
当然我这里不是要强调一个重点，用惩罚来让孩子爱我们，对不对？
I'm not saying here that we should use punishment to get our children to love us.
但是真正的爱其实包含着一种敬畏，特别是关系上、地位上不一样的时候。
But true love has an element of reverence in it, especially if you have unequal positions. Like with parents and children.
当我们面对上帝、面对耶稣的时候呢，敬畏是非常重要的。
When we face God, when we face Jesus, this kind of reverence is very important.
因为他不仅仅要刑罚这个世界，他不仅仅有审判，更多的是耶稣他自己亲自来到这个世界上，把上帝的爱带到这个世界，战胜死亡，让我们靠着他的复活，我们能够脱离世界。 从世界而来的死亡，我们成为上帝的儿女。So
we revere God not only because of his punishment or the coming judgment on the world, but even more because Jesus came into this world and he revealed God's death conquering power and his resurrection shows us through Christ we can escape sin and death.
在上帝给我们的生命的记号里面，我们看到这些记号。 有上帝与我们爱的关系，有上帝的大能，也让我们产生一个回应，那就是敬畏他，顺服他。So
when we see how God's power is revealed in our own life, in our own experience, we should have these ways to commemorate that, and which will help us then to fear God and obey Him.
阳历新年已经过去，但时间也不多，对不对？才一个多月。 马上在下个星期呢，又是中国的农历新年，真的是我们好像进入新的一年的开始里面。So
the solar new year is already passed, not too long ago, about a month ago, and now the lunar new year next week will be upon us, and it's a new start, it's a new beginning.
这是什么样的时候呢？这是数算上帝恩典作为的日子。What
kind of a time is this? This is a time to count God's grace and his blessings in our lives.
我在想你们应该熟悉一首歌曲，什么歌曲呢？ 这首歌曲你们熟悉吗？ 数算主恩歌，对不对？
I suspect that this hymn you may be familiar with, Count Your Blessings.
数算主恩是什么呢？ 就是数算上帝在我们生命里面特别的记号。
So to count God's blessings is to count his grace in our lives, the special signs that he works in our lives.
因为这些记号里面帮助我们看到上帝的爱，上帝的大能，帮助我们过一个敬畏上帝的生活。
These signs, these experiences actually show us God's love for us, God's power, and they help us to live a life of reverence for God.
所以说在我们这个新年的时间里面呢，我们 在接下来的日子，要带着上帝给我们的记号往前走，越走越光明，越走越蒙福。So
as we face the new year ahead, we should carry these signs that God has given us with us as we go forward, and that the farther we walk, the brighter the day gets, and the farther we walk, the more blessing we receive from Him.
下面我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let's have a closing prayer.